24/7. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're doing a series currently on God's love, and we come to part 13, and this is part 13b, because there were three verses that I was looking at yesterday in Ephesians, the third chapter, verse 17, 18, and 19, and we only managed to get through verse 17, so we're going to take a look at verse 18 today. But just let's recap what verse 17 says. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts. As you trust in him, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And then Paul says this in verse 18. He says, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. You know, Paul couldn't come up with a better description of God's love than that. I wonder, as he was writing this letter, what was going through his mind. I wonder, as he sat there writing, was he consumed with God's love? I'm sure he was. I am sure he was totally and utterly consumed with God's love. And right here he's thinking to himself, how can I describe my Saviour's love for me? Oh, I know. I know the perfect way. How high, how long, how wide, how deep is his love. It's inquantifiable, you know, it's really difficult to try and understand in our finite brains how much God loves us. I want you just for a moment to think about that person, that one person that you can think of right now in your mind that you love to such an extent you would be prepared to give your life up for that person. You would be prepared, if necessary, to put yourself before them if one of you had to die. I want you to picture that person. I want you to think how much you love that person. You love that person so much that you would be prepared to die for them. So that means you must love them a fair amount. And I want you to try and imagine that the love you feel for that person represents a grain of sand. Have you got that in your mind? So the love you feel for that one special person, that one person that is coming into your mind now, all of that love, the fact that you want to give up your life for that person, is represented by a grain of sand. And by the grain of sand, we are going to put the love that God feels for you to represent that. You would need to put the entire globe by the side of that grain of sand to even start to understand how much God loves you. So God's love represents the whole world, the globe, the earth, and your love represents a grain of sand. And if you do that, you still don't do justice to how much God loves you. He loves you that much. And Paul is using this analogy right here. He's saying, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how high, how long, how high, how wide, and how deep His love is for you. That's how much He loves you. Yet I can hear you say, well, I pray to Him quite often and I say, Lord, I need a job. Lord, I need healing in my body. Lord, I need finances. I need money. I can't get by without it. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Lord, I need the other. And it seems that God doesn't come through. Well, if He loves me that much, why doesn't He come through? I'm going to tell you this. Because He loves you, that's why. Because He loves you and He knows what's best for you and He knows what will hurt you and damage you. Over the last 4 or 5 months, I've been finding that out for myself. Oh Lord, I want this. Well, David, you can't have that, because if I give you that, it will harm you. It won't do what I need you to do. It will detract you away from that which I've called you to do. Yes, but Lord, I need this. But you don't need it right now, do you? You see, God loves me so much that He cares about every move I make. He cares about every single thing that I do. And every time I sin, it grieves the Holy Spirit. It grieves the Holy Spirit. Are you getting that? When we sin, the Holy Spirit is grieved. Yet we continue to sin. Why do we? Because we all fall short. And Paul says that very clearly. If you go to Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23, it says, we all sin and we all fall short. But the trick is to try so very hard not to sin. To say to God, Lord, I love you, and I'm going to do everything I can not to sin and to follow your direction. And I know this, if we keep our eyes well and truly fixed on Jesus, if we do that, then we're not going to fall into sin. It's only when we take our eyes off our Lord that we sin. That I'm convinced of. If we can keep our eyes well and truly fixed on Jesus, all of our waking hours, we're not going to sin, because we're keeping our eyes on Him. We're focusing in on Him. And we need to constantly be saying, Lord, what will you have me do today? What is it that you want me to do for you, Father, today? And there's something else that we never do. We never thank Him for the love that He has for us. And we should be doing that every single day. We should be saying, thank you, Lord, for loving me the way you do. Father, I am but a grain of sand compared to you, and you rule the universe, yet you have picked me, yet you have chosen me. You have pointed to me and said, you are mine. And when you did that, you bestowed your love on me. Lord, I am so ever grateful. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me in the way that you do. And if you can do that, beloved, every single day, then your eyes are going to be fixed firmly on Jesus. And then we can begin to understand. We can begin to fathom out. We can begin to comprehend just how wide and how long and how high and how deep His love is for us. Just say that now, just before we begin to worship again. Just say, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Just say that. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. And again, thank you, Lord, for loving me. Amen. And amen. Father, thank you for your word today, and I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name.